The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Regional officials, advocates, and experts met last week to start a conversation about how transportation infrastructure should function by the year 2050. As Ian Stewart of VPM News reports, the Transportation Forum was just the first step in a long process.
Courtney Farrar has been riding the bus in Richmond since she was a kid, but back then she didn't see any of the problems she sees now as an adult, like realizing there are not enough bus stops.
When you did get to those stops, you didn't have much covering over your head or nowhere to sit and no trash cans, and those are the major issues that we have.
These are some of the issues that transportation manager Salab Ariel with Plan RVA wants to hear about.
We will make an inventory of those issues which they face. It could be anything, like we don't have sidewalks in the street, could be we don't have bus service, could be I-64 is congested.
Ariel says Farrar's inventory will be added to a database that will help them come up with a list of solutions for all sorts of minor and major projects, along with cost estimates. He says people will still have plenty of chances to comment before the final guide is sent to state and federal transportation agencies in the fall of 2026. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
Plan RVA is a VPM sponsor. Hanover's Board of Supervisors are seeking nominations for members of the county school board. Candidates for the Ashland and Chickahominy district seats must be nominated during a public hearing on April 10th. The board recently approved changes to the nomination process, so residents and supervisors now have more time to interview potential candidates ahead of May 22nd when the board votes. Hanover is one of 12 localities that still appoint school board members instead of electing them. Several Virginia lawmakers published an open letter opposing a natural gas peaker plant proposed for Chesterfield County. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
The proposed gas plant would be located adjacent to a former coal-burning plant. Senator Ghazala Hashmi, a Chesterfield Democrat who authored Virginia's environmental justice law, says that concerns her.
The same community that has historically been impacted in Chesterfield County will continue to be impacted with this power plant.
Hashmi is also concerned that Dominion won't be able to meet a state-mandated transition to 100% carbon-free energy production by 2045 without closing the plant early and losing money. Dominion Energy says it is required to follow emission standards set by state and federal governments and that it does extensive outreach to hear community concerns. And according to its long-term plan, at least 85% of new generation until 2048 will be zero carbon, though the company hasn't committed to retiring existing fossil-fueled generators. The Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors will decide on a permit for the project this year. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
A native plant program outside Charlottesville is conserving the flora that naturally inhabits the area. Michelle Maggiore is the Nature Foundation at Wintergreen's Greenhouse and Shop Coordinator. She says wildlife, like insects, rely on native plants.
It's like coming to a restaurant, but there's nothing to eat. Or they may have something that they can nibble on, but it's not going to sustain the rest of their whole growth cycle. And so that's what I think is so important about the native propagation program.
The Nature Foundation plans to hold plant sales in May and June and a wildflower symposium in May. The historic Stanton Foundation has purchased the historically significant Cabell Log House. The cabin was built in 1869 by a newly freed enslaved man named Edmund Cabell, according to the News Leader. Cabell's descendants lived in the cabin for many generations and is the only remaining 19th century exposed log structure in Stanton. The HSF is planning to secure the cabin and prepare it for a future rehabilitation plan to restore and maintain it. A racial literacy course requirement was initially slated to take effect for the fall 2023 semester at Virginia Commonwealth University before it was canceled at the last minute. Now, over a dozen course options to fulfill the requirement have been shared with the Youngkin administration. Megan Pauly with VPM News reports.
In a letter dated March 1st, VCU's provost told Virginia's Secretary of Education that a date to implement the racial literacy requirement is pending. Kristen Reed, who teaches at VCU, worries that the Youngkin administration's involvement will further stoke a culture of fear among her colleagues.
Do I worry that the governor is going to crack down on the lessons I teach in my individual classes? I think the odds are pretty low, but I think that what he does know is that if every faculty member is afraid for their jobs, he knows that he can do a lot to reduce conversations about racial justice on campuses without any formal intervention.
In a statement, a spokesman for the governor called the core curriculum mandate a, quote, thinly veiled attempt to incorporate the progressive left's groupthink on Virginia students. Megan Pauley, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.